I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since 2006, more than 16,000 people died protecting the independence that we celebrate today in the United States. Now, that doesn't include the wounded warriors, veterans with emotional burdens too heavy to bear alone. Army vet Steve Prince says 22 veterans commit suicide every day. Prince heads up Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries. They use God's Word to help hurting vets overcome the memories that haunt them. Each journey begins with a pain point, but it ends in freedom.
Listening to what they're saying, trying to understand how they're framing it, and then help them find the lie in it. And Satan is the father of lies. Satan wants us to believe that things were our fault, that weren't our fault.
Reach out today. We'll connect you at our website. And for Americans celebrating 4th of July stateside, there's a distinct look to the holiday. Stars and stripes everywhere, parades, picnics, and fireworks. We thought we'd ask an expatriate Christian working in ministry in Europe to reflect on the concept of freedom today. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries is quick to point out that there is liberty, as an American understands it under the Constitution, there's freedom, and then there's spiritual freedom that goes beyond the situation.
My circumstances aren't as important as the truth, and God says I'm free. I can face this challenge, even though I don't like the situation, because Christ is with me and He is greater than the circumstances I'm facing. It's an incredible concept.
Godwin asks us to pray today for the strength of Christians who are not free. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.